We are still in the A's. It's the Labor Day to Z weekend. This is Around the World from Daft Punk. This entire weekend is going to be very different music than you're used to on K-Rock. We are in the A's still. It's the Labor Day to Z weekend going alphabetically, so it's going to be very different music than you're used to. Today on the program, we also have a crazy animal story. We have Florida. What's up with Florida? Story involves an alligator, hard to believe. And a hero in the Southland in In-N-Out. So that story's coming up as well. We will continue with the Labor Day to Z weekend and between 4:30 and 5:30. What's your story? Yesterday, we had your friends talk you into doing something dumb.
Yeah, I got a funny story that my friends talked me into doing.
Dumb things your friend talked you into. Let's hear it.
All right, so my friends and I were all going to go to a party, but we didn't have room. We had a truck. My buddy and I decided to go in the back of the pickup, but it was on the. We had to take the freeway.
Oh, my God.
It was literally the scare. I surfed El Nino. I skateboarded my entire life. It was the most scared I've ever been.
I'll bet. How far did you go?
God, we went to Bolsa Chica from Long Beach.
Oh, man.
We're going 70 miles on the freeway. We're bouncing up, and we can see the entire freeway as we bounce.
That is scary.
We realized that, we're terrified.
Were you drunk or sober?
Oh, we were sober. We were going to the party.
So you're still sober. Oh, God.
You're scared to death when you get there.
The only thing we could figure out to do was we put our backs to each other and put our hands and our legs against the bed of it and just, like, trying to hold ourselves in position because we were so unbelievably terrified.
Wow. You're lucky you survived.
We definitely caught a ride somewhere else. We caught a ride with somebody else home.
Yeah, that's smart.
That was the worst decision I've ever made in my life.
It is the Labor Day to Z weekend. We are in the B's right now. This is Bad Luck by Social Distortion on K-Rock. Got a crazy hero of the day story. By the way, it's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We've got more Labor Day to Z weekend music on the way. We are in the B's, as you can tell from Basket Case. There's a In-N-Out Burger where at one point there was a guy with a spatula fighting a girl with a stick. How could that possibly have happened? It's the Kevin Ryder hero of the day.
I'm in the drive-thru. And I'm looking at my phone or something, not really paying attention. And then I hear, "Get the F out of there!"
All right, so I know this is difficult to understand. She's sitting in the drive-thru at an In-N-Out, and the car in front of her that's at the window is shouting inside the restaurant, "Get the F out of there!"
Like, so loud, and it's the driver yelled it at the top of his lungs, the driver of the car in front of me. And he's yelling that inside the drive-thru window. And I'm just thinking, okay, he has beef with somebody, you know, he must know the person he's yelling at.
So she assumes that he knows somebody inside the restaurant and he's giving them a hard time or they're in a fight or whatever it is, but it's his friend or his acquaintance.
But then I realize that there's no staff in the kitchen, like where there's normally a bunch of people cooking, there's nobody there.
So she looks inside the restaurant and none of the employees are in there. And that strikes her as incredibly weird.
And he gets out of his car and he jumps through the window like his Spider-Man moves or like... does this Jackie Chan move feet first through the window?
So the guy in the drive-thru jumps through the window. And I don't even understand how he did this, but according to her, he Jackie Chan'd it feet first into the window. Inside the In-N-Out.
And he starts battling this lady with a stick.
Okay, this is where it gets interesting. He starts battling a lady with a stick. He doesn't have the stick. He's battling a lady who has a stick, and she's inside the restaurant and antagonizing everybody.
She had chased, I guess, all the staff into some back room. One of the workers told me that.
All the workers chased into a back room. Now only two people inside the restaurant. Girl with a stick, guy that Jackie Chan'd in through the window.
She was mad that they didn't make her burger fast enough or something.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense if they don't make your burger quite fast enough to grab a stick and start antagonizing everybody. So the guy who Jackie Chan'd in through the drive-through window picked up a spatula. That was his weapon of choice. He's spatula, and he's fighting a woman with a stick inside an In-N-Out. And eventually, he wins, and the In-N-Out goes back to serving Southern California like they should be doing. And that is the Kevin Ryder Hero of the Day. It is a Labor Day to Z weekend. This is Billie Eilish, Bad Guy on K-Rock. It is a Labor Day to Z weekend. We're in the B's, Ball and Chain, Social D on K-Rock.
Well, how's this for a welcome to Florida moment? A couple who recently moved here from Philly had an uninvited guest in their driveway Sunday night, an alligator.
Excellent. What's up with Florida's next on K-Rock?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
Well, how's this for a welcome to Florida moment? A couple who recently moved here from Philly had an uninvited guest in their driveway Sunday night, an alligator.
I mean, it does seem like the perfect welcome gift for moving to Florida. First night, an alligator in your driveway.
A pretty big one. An 8-footer. Yeah, that's a healthy one.
It's all scaly. It looks like a modern-day dinosaur.
Trappers with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission safely relocated the gator.
Look, I've lived here my whole life. That's never happened to me.
Alligators know who's new. They talk.
You?
Not one that big.
Yeah.
Little one.
I mean, little one is still an alligator. I
feel bad for him. Yeah. Fox 13's Kaylee Tracy spoke to the couple today about their scary experience.
Alan Hoffman says he came back from walking the dog and spotted the 300-pound gator parked right here in the driveway.
Imagine bringing your dog on a walk and you return home and there's a 300-pound alligator in your driveway that looks at your dog like a snack.
They say they think he cut through their backyard and was pretty muddy, coming from the nearby preserve. Alan says he used a pool noodle to nudge him, thinking he'd move along, but instead the gator hissed at him.
I like the guy from Philadelphia that thinks a pool noodle will help get rid of an alligator. That's fantastic.
They call 911 and trappers with the FWC hosed the gator off and safely relocated the animal.
Here are the people that own the house that just moved there.
We got that a lot from our neighbors saying, oh, welcome to Florida.
Yeah, we have a lot of problems that are native to Southern California. You know, you got your snakes, you got your mountain lions, you got your bears, but I'm happy to not have alligators be one of them.
For me, anyhow, at first, I wasn't as scared as I should have been because I'm not used to them. So it was, like I said, mesmerizing, but it was scary because if he started moving around, because even if anybody walked behind him, he jolted up. Even the police officer who walked behind him jumped.
That alligator doesn't even care if it's a police officer. He will hiss.
And so I kept my distance and I made sure I was kind of behind something because I can't run fast.
You don't have to run fast. You just have to run faster than your husband. It is a Labor Day to Z weekend here in the Bees. Love that song, Believe by the Bravery. It is K-Rock. We are doing a Labor Day to Z weekend. A photographer in Southern California got a picture of a coyote with a roadrunner in its mouth. Kevin Reiter here. We're doing Labor Day to Z weekend. We are in the Bees right now. I'm going to try and get through this story about coyote and roadrunners because of the cartoon.
A rare encounter captured on camera. A coyote who successfully caught a roadrunner. And no, it is not a scene out of a cartoon. They've been chasing each other around for decades.
You know what's funny about that is they don't really chase each other. Coyotes pretty much don't try to get roadrunners. Although the movie that just came out, this is shocking timing. A movie just came out called Coyote versus Acme. And it's half cartoon and half human.
But a local bird watcher just captured a real life version of that famous Looney Tunes rivalry.
This guy got a picture of a coyote holding a roadrunner in its mouth.
When you do a Google search, there is no known photo like this one, which makes sense. Coyotes don't typically go after roadrunners in real life because they're tough to catch. But we can now prove it happened and we've got it on film.
Right, it's kind of an exciting story, but the bird watching dude, not so much.
Now, right now, there's actually a mourning dove right up there.
Alexander DeBarros can spot and name and mimic almost any bird species on command.
Oh, God, I'm bored already.
Yeah, there's a house finch on the edge of that tree.
He's been studying birds since age 10.
I am so bored.
He leads monthly bird walks with the San Fernando Audubon Society and thought he'd seen it all.
I can't. I hate birds. I hate birds. Sorry.
But over the weekend, he was doing a bird survey with the Department of Water and Power.
Same.
At the Chatsworth Nature Preserve and ended up snapping this.
Took just a couple quick pictures just to confirm, is that actually a roadrunner in its mouth? And upon review, the answer was yes. We all freaked out as the coyote just ran over the hill and disappeared.
I'd like to get somebody else's version of that freak out.
Despite the relationship depicted in the cartoons, coyotes do actually run faster than the roadrunner.
What?
but they eat whatever is most easily accessible, and that's typically small to medium-sized mammals.
The movie about this that just came out, I went and saw last week. It is called Coyote versus Acme, and he's trying to sue the company that made all those things that hurt him. And it was good. It was good. I wouldn't watch it again, but I'm glad I did. I give it two meet me. You're going to hear a lot of music that we don't normally play. It is the Labor Day to Z weekend, and Megan Holliday is here for Three Things at Four.
So researchers in Australia have developed cyborg cockroaches with hopes of using them to reach people trapped during disasters.
What?
So I'm going to have that story for you next.
A cockroach? It is world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, cockroaches are getting a high-tech makeover. Researchers in Australia have developed cyborg cockroaches equipped with cameras and remotely activated medical injectors with hopes of using them to reach people trapped in tight debris-filled spaces during disasters. Here is that story.
Researchers in Queensland have developed cyborg cockroaches designed for search and rescue missions. They hope the bugs could one day deliver emergency aid to disaster sites. The insects are equipped with cameras and medical injectors, allowing them to search for survivors in tight spaces where humans can't fit. The cockroaches are microchipped, allowing humans to control them remotely. Researchers hope to deploy the cyborg roaches to disaster zones within the next 5 to 10 years.
So they're real bodies, I guess, with... That's... kind of amazing.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. If I'm trapped under rubble and then I see a cockroach, just let me die.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm all right.
Thank you.
Number two, Hartford, Alabama police trolled the high school seniors who toilet papered their police department.
Oh, nice.
Here's that story.
A police department in Alabama that said they were toilet papered by local high school seniors during homecoming week clapped back with a social media trolling of the rolling. The Hartford Police Department posted pics of the paper prank and immediately took aim at the apparent high school culprits, saying, "That's it?" The department claimed they were prepared for absolute chaos, but instead discovered a mild inconvenience, calling it the most mid-rolling in Hartford history. They said cleanup took less than 2 minutes and gave the prank a dismal grade of 2 out of 10, telling the seniors, "We're not mad, we're just disappointed."
I like those police officers. And number three, it's Friday. We got a long holiday weekend ahead of us, so these are the movies that you can go out and see. Onslaught, an A24 action horror sci-fi thriller. It's about an army sniper and her daughter who get caught in the path of genetically engineered super soldiers. By Any Means is a crime action thriller starring Mark Wahlberg, inspired by a real-life undercover operation. And Pixar's Cars is back on the big screen starting today to celebrate its 20th anniversary. I'm Megan Holliday, and that was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
It's the Labor Day to Z weekend on the world-famous K-Rock. We are in the B's on the Labor Day to Z weekend. This is Black Summer by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Every day at this time, we do What's Your Story, where we ask for phone calls and you give us phone calls and texts on a topic.
And for the best one, we've got your tickets to go to the Ohana Fest September 25th through 27th. You're going to see Pearl Jam, Bad Religion, Fontaine's D.C., Billy Idol, and many more.
It is a Labor Day to Z weekend. We already started it at noon today. It's going to happen all weekend long. You can listen to all kinds of music that we don't normally play.
Woo!
Let's talk about What's Your Story. I was talking earlier today about the story where a guy got a picture of a coyote with a roadrunner in its mouth.
Yes.
And this is that guy.
Now, right now, there's actually a mourning dove right up there.
Alexander DeBarros can spot and name and mimic almost any bird species on command.
Yeah, there's a house finch on the edge of that tree.
He's been studying birds since age 10. He leads monthly bird walks with the San Fernando Audubon Society and thought he'd seen it all.
Listen, I'm happy he exists. I don't want any part of birds. I hate birds.
You hate birds.
I just hate birds.
Yep.
In general. He can mimic, he can identify and mimic any bird.
Wow.
Who's got time for that?
That's pretty wild.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
All right, so listen. The topic for today is people think your hobby is nerdy.
Yes.
You have a hobby. People make fun of you for it. We would like you to call us at 800-520-1067. You can call and or text.
And for the best one, we have got your tickets to the Ohana Fest. This is the final pair of three-day passes. You're going to see Pearl Jam, Bad Religion, Fontaine's D.C., Billy Idol, and many more.
We are talking about Pokemon. We're talking about arts and crafts.
Building Legos.
Legos, sure.
Yep.
Bird watching. People think your hobby is nerdy. 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls on people think your hobby is nerdy.
714 says, I'm 6'2", 230 pounds, bald and bearded, and I fly kites.
That's so awesome. Burden in My Hand by Soundgarden. It is a... What are we calling it?
Labor Day to Z Weekend.
Thank you. Labor Day to Z Weekend. And we are going to take your calls in a second on People Think Your Hobby is Nerdy.
800-520-1067.
It is a Labor Day to Z Weekend on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We're doing What's Your Story? And the topic is People Think Your Hobby is Nerdy.
I have probably a few hundred Marvel Universe action figures that are 3.75 inch.
Yes. A few hundred, yeah. And they're all the same size?
Oh, yeah, and variants, etc.
Okay, where do you keep them?
They're sort of on the wall behind my TV.
Yes, they're
the
all on
wall
display.
Behind your TV.
They're on display.
Wow.
Yes.
What are you going to do when you get a girlfriend?
She's cool with it, but I did have to put some away.
Yeah, yeah. She said, pick your favorites, put the rest away.
Your favorite thousand.
Yeah.
I like this.
K-Rock, hello.
I collect rocks.
You collect rocks.
Yes. Rocks are awesome.
Are we talking about crystals or just like rocks, like outside?
No, doesn't have to be crystals, rocks.
Like stones?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
Couple thousand.
Oh, my God. So how do you delineate what rock you like and what's just like, oh, that's just a lame rock?
It sounds lame, but either look or energy, you know?
Okay.
I put them in my garden, and they make awesome souvenirs.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So I have been made fun of because I always get charged extra on my luggage.
And oh, my God. You travel
with rocks?
Well, if I collect them along the way, yes, I do.
So, wow. Like, what country do you have a rock from?
What's your most exotic rock?
Yes.
Okay, so I won a trip to see the Chili Peppers in Moscow from you guys, actually Kevin and Bean way back in the day.
Wow.
Nice.
And I brought a rock back from Moscow.
No,
oh, that's
kidding.
So great. I love it.
All of a sudden, that's pretty cool. Uh-huh. I do like anything that reminds me of experiences.
Yes.
So at least from that standpoint, although rocks is not one of mine, but congratulations.
Thank you.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah. I'm nothing like that guy who can, you know, mimic all the bird species, but I do love birding. And every time I go out on bike rides with my friends, I'll be like, oh, here's that. Oh, here's that. And, you know, they'll be huffing and puffing and I'll just be looking up at the sky.
And how annoyed do they get with you?
Oh, well, if they're, like, really tired because we're, like, doing a lot of climbing, they'll definitely be pissed off.
What's your favorite bird?
Yeah, we don't care.
All right. I love the wrinkly hand.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I collect stamps, man, which is technically called philately.
Stamps.
It's a really hard word to say, and it sucks.
What makes a stamp special?
Dude, I'm not going to lie. It's just the, like, cool pictures that they have on them a lot of time. Like, the older stamps, man, they put a lot of detail into that. It's just fascinating to look at.
What's your favorite stamp that you have? What's on it?
It is a wildlife conservation stamp from, like, the early 1900s.
Damn.
And it's got a bunch of deer and some fish and woods and stuff. And, like I said, the detail is just insane that they put on these little tiny pieces of art, basically.
Do you keep it in, like, a notebook or do you put it up on the wall?
No, I have, like, a special notebook that holds all of them in them. And I can sit there and just, for hours, you know, organize and put them in different things. My wife likes to do them by freaking
You have
colors.
A wife?
I know. Can you believe it?
What? You have a wife.
He's just as nerdy, though.
I love him.
It is K-Rock. People think your hobby is nerdy.
323 says, my nerdy hobby is studying cats' ears. I like learning what all different ear positions mean, like when they're happy, curious, annoyed, or plotting my murder. People think it's nerdy because apparently normal people don't analyze a cat's ears like they're reading Morse code. Meanwhile, I'm over here like ears at 45 degrees. She's definitely judging me.
She should be judging you.
People think your hobby is nerdy.
424 said, my nerdy hobby is learning how to milk cows. People think it's nerdy because apparently knowing how to properly milk a cow isn't considered a cool skill. Meanwhile, I'm just over here thinking I'd absolutely crush a farm-themed trivia night.
We are taking your phone calls on people think your hobby is nerdy.
So this is really bad. I'm way too young for this, but I play this game called Mahjong, and it's like a matching puzzle game on
Mahjong.
Mahjong is for old people, no?
And I have now graduated myself up to like platinum level.
Oh my god. How did you even get into this?
So my mom like showed me that this is a game that they played with her and her senior friends, and it's definitely embarrassing, and I hide it from my boyfriend.
You hide it from your boyfriend? Do you have, like, Mahjong nights where you go out and party? Or whatever?
No. I just play it online.
Oh, online. Gotcha.
Nice. A little sneaky Mahjong action.
I like that you hide it from your boyfriend. What would he say?
I feel like he would be like, Sandy, WTF.
Hey, Rock, hello.
So check this out. I got tattoos. I love riding dirt bikes. I drive fast in my 1968 Super Sport Camaro. But at the end of it all, I love the romantic books. I'm a book reader.
So you read all romance novels?
Ooh.
Yeah, so everybody else think, you know, during the day, they're like, dude, you ride dirt bikes, you drag race, you work on cars. But at the end of the day, I love a good romantic book.
50 Shades of Grey.
I love this for you.
That's all I read after done doing all I got to do.
K-Rock, hello.
I have the dumbest collection of the animals that poop the candy. You press on them, and they poop out the little jelly beans.
Oh my god!
I know, it's so dumb.
How many of those do you have?
I probably have like 17.
That's not bad.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many.
That's
there probably
bad.
Are only 17.
Yeah.
How many animals are there to poop jelly beans?
There's quite a few. I mean, things that poop jelly beans. But I think I started with the reindeer, and then got the cow and the chicken and the rabbit.
Is this what your family gets for you for Christmas every year?
It's gonna kind of stop doing that. Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, we'll find one for you.
Candy is no good anymore.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. What is the hobby that your friends think is nerdy?
So my nerdy hobby is learning about donkey tails. My favorite is the silicone donkey. I'm just obsessed with their long and fluffy tails. My family has a ranch in Victorville, so we have a handful of donkeys.
All right, slow down. So your hobby is studying tails of donkeys?
Yes.
Are there a lot of different types of tails?
Yeah. One of my favorite ones is the silicone donkey, which is about 18 to 20 inches long.
Wow.
How did you get into that? I mean, I know you're...
It all started when I was in middle school.
Right. And what happened?
Well, I didn't have much friends, so I just kind of just stayed home with the donkeys.
Why the tail and not any other donkey part? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I guess it's just so fluffy.
Huh. Yeah. Wow. This is out there. I love it.
This is one of the strangest that I've ever heard of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
You should go to Tijuana. See, because they have a...
What do they have?
Anna?
Hello?
Anna, are you there?
Anna?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there you
are. Yes, there you are.
Sorry.
You are a winner. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
There's no way to be donkey tails.
There's no way. So, Anna, you're going to go to the Ohana Fest and see Pearl Jam, Bad Religion, Fontaine's D.C., and lots of bands.
I can't wait. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, and thanks for calling us with your donkey tails.
Yes.
Big congratulations to Anna, who just won the final pair of Ohana Fest tickets for her obsession with donkey tails. So let's do Pearl Jam. It's the Labor Day to Z weekend on K-Rock.